Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com. Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. This weekend is Love Your Race Weekend. That's when National Alliance members and supporters take the time to print out dozens or hundreds or thousands of our Love Your Race flyers with our simple but unassailable message of Love Your Race. And see to it that they are seen everywhere in white cities, towns, neighborhoods, and countrysides throughout America and the world. Valentine's Day is the official day every year for the National Alliance Love Your Race campaign, but spread the love over the whole weekend, even the whole month, and send us any news items that mention your patriotic and highly moral work. As we move into an era more blatantly anti-white than we have ever seen before, this work of morality and integrity and righteousness is more important than ever. Our kindred need to know we are out there, need to be inspired by our boldness in standing for what is right and good, and more than anything else, they need to know that they are not alone. Go to natall.com/flyers. Print out as many as you can and distribute them widely wherever our people can be found. Hand them out. Post them on bulletin boards. There are 1,000 different ways to do it. You can even get high-resolution downloadable copies of our simple and beautiful Love Your Race flyer in 29 different European languages. Download the one appropriate for your nation, and all this month, with a special emphasis on Valentine's Day, the 14th, distribute them as widely as possible. Be sure and let us know how many of these flyers you have printed and distributed so we can encourage others. Our Love Your Race campaign has been so effective that in the Midwest, the disgraced SPLC felt compelled a couple years ago to bring their roadshow to town. 25 people showed up. Meanwhile, thousands of Love Your Race flyers were being distributed almost next door. Our own Rosemary Pennington reported, "The National Alliance Love Your Race campaign has the anti-white left on the run in Iowa and Illinois. Thousands of our simple and effective Love Your Race flyers have been distributed in Davenport, Bettendorf, Moline, and Rock Island over the last few months." It's almost impossible to effectively smear the concept of loving your race. But the anti-whites, led by the SPLC and Rabbi Henry Karp, have been trying, gathering a ragtag band of sexual deviants, non-white invaders, and terminally self-hating white Christians for various anti-racist events over the last several months. All of these events have focused on attacking the National Alliance. The speech by SPLC Representative Licia Brooks at Monmouth College was no exception. The racially mixed Brooks told the heavily black group of around 25 that the alliance's message should be rejected and that pro-white's, quote, main method of recruitment is flyers, such as those distributed by the National Alliance in the Quad Cities, close quote. Quote, we can't allow their message to be normalized, close quote, Brooks added, quote, no, we saw what happened in Charlottesville, and these groups will grow if we don't each of us take a loud stand against them, close quote. The painfully incompetent report by one Mayra Cordova on local television station WHBF included a newly invented word. Cordova referred to racially conscious white people as white suprematists. Perhaps English is not Miss Cordova's first language. According to the WHBF news piece, the SPLC's Brooks also urged Monmouth students to, quote, join as many social justice movements as possible, including Black Lives Matter, women's rights, LGBT, the Dreamers, and the Muslim Band, close quote. Join the Muslim Band? Whatever that is. Join the Dreamers? Really? We don't know if it's Miss Cordova or Brooks who's been smoking the magic mushrooms, but they must be pretty powerful. Meanwhile, another 1,000 National Alliance flyers were distributed in the Quad Cities, while 25 people slept through the SPLC's tired old lies. Close quote. And the thousands upon thousands of our flyers continue to come out like clockwork since then. Our campaign continues in 2021. Readers of our printed bulletin for National Alliance members found out just last month. From the left wing, they announce racial justice and multiculturalism as their core values. Iowa Magazine, Little Village, we read the following. Neo-Nazi group distributes propaganda in eastern Iowa again, by Paul Brennan, 1/22/2021. White supremacist propaganda from the Neo-Nazi National Alliance has been showing up on driveways in Davenport. A flyer from the group has been tucked into a magazine that is rolled up, placed in a clear plastic bag, and then tossed onto driveways and lawns. Unfortunately, the hate group is using old copies of Little Village this time. It should go without saying that Little Village has no connection with the National Alliance, beyond reporting on the hate group. This isn't the first time the National Alliance used copies of Little Village or other magazines that are distributed for free to add heft to their flyers and stickers so that they can be tossed onto lawns and driveways. It's been happening since January 2018. The last time National Alliance propaganda was reported in the Quad Cities area was in September. That time, large National Alliance stickers with racist messages disguised as public health advice were attached to readily available free Quad City publications and thrown into people's yards in Moline. Whoever is distributing the National Alliance material in eastern Iowa always chooses publications that can be picked up for free from public locations. It's an indication of the threadbare status of the National Alliance. Let me break in and say, that's pretty rich coming from a media outlet whose website has less than a hundredth of the readership of National Vanguard. Back to the article. The white supremacist group was founded in West Virginia in 1970. Explicitly racist and anti-Semitic, it has repeatedly called for the elimination of both Jews and racial minorities in America and the establishment of an all-white homeland. In 2000, the Anti-Defamation League called the National Alliance the most dangerous organized hate group in the country. In September, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution described the National Alliance as a mostly defunct white supremacist group with deeply anti-Semitic and anti-immigrant beliefs, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Blah, 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 close quote. Actually, you could replace the entire article with blah, 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 and it would make about as much sense. Still, we do thank Little Village, and we especially thank our National Alliance activists for letting our people know they are not alone. At some point, white residents of eastern Iowa will say enough to these smears against lawful pro-white activists using tired boilerplate intelligence from anti-white Jewish hate groups. The caption the Little Village idiots put under their photo of our life rune, on purposely crumpled paper, calling us the nearly defunct National Alliance, is as crooked as a snake, and they know it. They are tiptoeing past the graveyard. Indeed they are. So-called mainstream media are losing audience more and more every day. Bulletin readers also found out about media coverage of National Alliance flyers in Madison, Wisconsin recently. Local media around Madison, Wisconsin reported on our activists' flyering earlier this month. Note this story with the usual shopworn SPLC boilerplate quotes about the Alliance being formerly a dangerous neo-Nazi organization that, quote-unquote, mostly fell apart after its founder's novel, quote, apparently inspired a number of domestic terrorism attacks, close quote. At least our send them back, they can't make white babies, and practice racial distancing slogans are quoted by this reporter, and an image of the latter sticker is included with our contact information not redacted. Very good. Some who read this will visit our websites. Madison 365 reported, quote, "Racist Propaganda Appears in Madison, Middleton," by Robert Chappell. Dateline October 5, 2020. Dozens of pieces of racist propaganda promoting the white nationalist organization, the National Alliance, were distributed around downtown Madison and Middleton Sunday. In response to an appeal for tips on social media, several community members reported rolled up newspapers adorned with a sticker that said, "Send them back," and "They can't make white babies," appearing in driveways and on sidewalks along Maywood, Elmwood, and Hubbard Avenues in Middleton Sunday morning. Others reported the same stickers appearing on parking kiosks in downtown Madison. The stickers carried the name National Alliance and the National Alliance's website address. Middleton resident Margaret DeWine, who initially reported she saw several in driveways while walking her dog at a little after 9:30 a.m. Sunday, quote, "It makes me feel ugh. That was the word that came to mind. I think it's distressing and despicable. I believe in diversity and inclusion and hate stuff like this, and I hate that it's in my community," close quote. Madison 365 also learned of several similar stickers being placed on parking kiosks in downtown Madison. Some of those had the send them back message, while others promoted racial distancing as a means to avoid COVID-19. Both flyers promoted the National Alliance, a largely nascent group that once had a strong following. Close quote. Probably the hack writer meant dormant or quiescent, not nascent, which actually means coming to life and showing signs of future potential, the opposite of what he intended. Back to the article, quote, founded by Turner Diaries author William Pierce in 1970, it was for years the strongest and most dangerous neo-Nazi organization, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Pierce's novel was apparently the inspiration for Timothy McVeigh's 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City, among other domestic terrorism attacks. After Pierce died in 2002, however, the group mostly fell apart and now mainly sells books and CDs. Middleton police had not received any reports related to the racist propaganda as of midday Sunday. Madison 365 also reached out to the SPLC on Sunday afternoon for additional information, but has not received a response. Close quote. Unsurprisingly, neither Madison 365 nor any other controlled media outlet there reached out to us for our perspective. Bulletin readers also found out about media coverage of our activists putting out National Alliance flyers in San Diego. More and more people are downloading material from natall.com/flyers, printing the free flyers and stickers, and distributing them. And more Americans have had a bellyful of media accounts of so-called hate, as was reported this month in San Diego County, California's The Coast News. Some San Diego whites must be asking themselves, after reading this fake news report and seeing the photo of a crumpled-up flyer with our web addresses, our life rune, and the words, "the symbol of white resistance." They must be saying to themselves, what are these fools talking about when they say hate and hate crime? Why are ADL Jews being notified about an otherwise handsome, harmless sticker, when those that the National Alliance opposes are burning down our cities and vowing to destroy our nation and life as we know it? Here's the ludicrous hit piece. Quote, San Elijo residents remove white supremacist stickers posted in town. The Coast News editors note, this article has been edited for the safety of individuals speaking on the record. Dateline San Marcos. Residents have removed a number of stickers representing a white supremacist group found displayed around the San Elijo Hills neighborhood in San Marcos, according to multiple reports on Wednesday. Law enforcement is investigating the displays, which were first noticed by residents on Wednesday, but have deemed the stickers to be vandalism, but not hate crimes, according to Ricardo Lopez, a spokesperson at the San Diego County Sheriff's Department. According to the FBI's website, a hate crime is a criminal offense against a person or property motivated by the offender's bias. But hate itself is not a crime. As of Thursday morning, 7 stickers associated with the National Alliance, a white supremacist group, have been found attached to traffic signal poles and electrical boxes. No witnesses or suspects have been identified at this time, police said. San Elijo Hills resident Kelly, who asked her last name not be published, removed a National Alliance sticker from an electrical box near Morgan's Corner, a neighborhood within the residential community of San Alijo Hills, early Wednesday morning before notifying the police. Since Kelly first posted about the incident on Facebook, more residents have followed her lead, finding and removing multiple stickers around town. "I was shocked, disgusted, and enraged," Kelly said. "I'm not fearful. Create change and do not have these tokens of hate infiltrating our neighborhood." San Marcos City Councilman Randy Walton shared photo evidence of the stickers with the city later Wednesday afternoon, and Public Works staff were directed to remove any of the hate symbols they can find. "It's obviously a crime of hate, even if it's just graffiti," Walton said. "I know that I speak for the whole city when I say that we condemn the posting of racist stickers in the strongest terms possible, and we all hope that it's not somebody who lives around us." Organized in 1974, the National Alliance's website reads, "We believe that no multiracial society can be a truly healthy society, and no government which is not wholly responsible to a single racial entity can be a good government." Seeking guidance and support, Kelly reached out to the Anti-Defamation League, an international organization that aims to help communities fight anti-Semitism and bigotry. "A lot of people are really, really scared," Kelly said. "But that's what they want you to do, is create fear. So screw that." Residents will hold an event called No Space for Hate in SEH at 12 p.m. on Sunday at the San Alijo Fountain to say no to fascism, white supremacy, and hate in their neighborhood. Close quote. At least, they accurately quoted part of our statement of belief. KGTV, the ABC news station in San Diego, weighed in on this same so-called hate incident with this breathless report. Quote, "Neighbors quickly rip down white supremacist stickers. A group of San Marcos neighbors took swift action after white supremacist recruitment stickers appeared just steps from their front doors and outside nearby schools. They noticed a red sticker stuck to an electrical box. When they looked closer, they saw a message of hate, one that read, 'The symbol of white resistance.' The sticker included a link to a website filled with hatred toward Jews, African Americans, and the LGBTQ community. ABC 10 News is not identifying the group. Really, I just see it as an act of pure evil, and it has no place in my community. It has no place in any community," Keatley said. Keatley took the sticker and posted an image of it on a neighborhood Facebook page. Melissa Burgess saw the post and then found four on electrical boxes and traffic lights, including ones near San Alijo Elementary and Middle Schools where her children attend. "I came home. I was shaking just from anger and pain and hurt and just all of that from having seen that here in my community," she said. Then even more neighbors found the stickers, including on the back of stop signs. The stickers come after a recent spate of hate-inspired incidents in the county, including people wearing swastika face masks to grocery stores and another driving with a Nazi flag. Tammy Gillies, who heads the San Diego Anti-Defamation League, says it's vital to report all incidents. "You have one person that can be radicalized on the internet, one person that is drawn to look at a website through these flyers or these stickers and goes down a wrong path, so it is very concerning," Gillies said. She alluded to last year's deadly shooting at the Shabbat of Poway Synagogue, allegedly carried out by a 19-year-old radicalized online. The sheriff's department says a total of 7 stickers were located. It is investigating and asking anyone with information to contact the San Marcos station. Close quote. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and his fellow Jew hate blockers had better tighten things up, since their likers are sidestepping them and controlled media outlets like Jew-owned ABC News by posting images of our stickers to neighborhood Facebook pages. May we add that that's quite a leap for that ADL Jewess to make, associating our legal, harmless sticker to some synagogue shooting. Those whites who see our web address, visit our sites, and contact us will usually tell us something like, "The National Alliance is like a breath of fresh air." So now you've heard a few, just a few, of the news stories attacking us. The attacks don't matter much, since no one's mind is changed by them. You've seen our multiple Love Your Race flyers and other printable National Alliance flyers at natal.com/flyers. You want our people to know that they are not alone. You want our people to know that we haven't given up. You want our people to know that we have not succumbed to the insanity that prevails today. You want our people to know that we are resisting that insanity. You want our people to know that we are many and that we are with them. So now you know what to do.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine. It is ours. our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I believe in race. I'm not ashamed to admit it at all. And that doesn't mean one bit that I'm out to persecute or hurt any man because of his race. He can't help what race he is. We believe that each race has particular geniuses and particular faults. The white race has built white Western civilization, and we think the white race should dominate in that area. National socialism fundamentally is the application of science not only to inanimate objects and animals, but to mankind himself. We believe that the communists, the Marxists, have one fatal error in their doctrine. A place where absolutely there's a hole and there's no explanation for it. They admit evolution. They admit that animals vary by breed and that you can breed better and worse animals. Now, how do they explain how there is a sudden dividing line when you come to one particular animal called man? They have no explanation. Time and again, when I've asked them, They have no explanation. They just say if it's got two legs and it stands on its hind feet, then it suddenly becomes a special being and there is absolute equality. They're all the same. Man is an animal just like all the rest of the animals. He's more intelligent, but he must obey nature's laws. And that insofar as he is an animal, he must obey the laws that pertain to animals. We say that when the white race has produced such a wonderful thing as Western civilization, we should treasure the people that have produced that and can maintain it. And we should not mix them all up with other kinds of civilizations, whether or not they're good. We should certainly try to preserve it just the way the farmer preserves his better grade of stock. We are also, socially speaking, tribalists. You must live as social beings. You have to live with other people. And this is impossible unless you observe certain fundamental laws of the tribe, the ancient Indian tribe, any kind of tribe of people, even a wolf pack, has got to have certain fundamental things. One of these things is leadership. Not leadership by the most popular, but by the strongest and the best. Any tribe or Indian tribe or any group or family should be led by the best and the strongest. Otherwise, it disintegrates. It's got to have group pride and loyalty. You've got to have selection in the mating process, something that we have almost lost now. We believe that it is of fundamental importance to society that the strongest, cleverest, and the best of the men mate with the best type of women who will make good mothers. And when you destroy that machinery, you get what we have now. We believe that you have got to have an organic society. Now, by an organic society, we mean a society, not a dictatorship, but a society in which the parts of the society cooperate together in different functions. And in peace and harmony, just the way your body works. Cancer is the wild, uncontrolled growth of cells at the expense of all the rest of the body, and that's what you have in Washington, D.C. right now. Cancer. We believe in private property and free enterprise. It is impossible, we believe, to have a society in which there is any real work going on unless people can get the reward of their effort. And at the same time, we believe you've got to have social justice. You cannot have people who are exploiting and squeezing little helpless people economically. And this is where I get in trouble with the conservatives, because most of today's conservatives, I've discovered, are reactionaries. They're real anxious to hold on to their money. They don't care how they have to figure it out. They just want those money bags. And they come up with any kind of rationale to keep it. Every national socialist believes in idealism. Believes in something that is worth more than his own one single human life. He's willing to die for something. When you're ready to die for something, then you're alive. And until you are ready to die for something, you have no real fanaticism. And just at dinner a little while ago with some of the fellows there, they said, were telling me, well, it's terrible to be a fanatic. Well, did you ever stop and think how this country got here? How all the great inventions ever got there? Any one of you out there that is not a fanatic on something or other, whatever it is you're studying, if you're going to be a doctor, be a fanatical doctor. Otherwise, you'll be nothing. You'll just be an ordinary old chug-chugging guy, and when you die, nobody will notice it. But if you're a fanatic, you'll produce something great. You'll create. Creativity is fanaticism. Every creative genius has had to be a fanatic. Many of them have been burned at the stake. So we are ideological and idealistic fanatics. Just like the communists, by the way. In between the Nazis and the communists is the great mass of non-fanatics, the TV watchers and the comic book readers. I will say this. National socialism is the inevitable end product, logically, of evolution. If you believe in evolution, you've got to be a Nazi if you think about it long enough. You can't help it. But what happens is people short-circuit it. The minute they believe in evolution and scientific breeding until they come to that two-legged animal that stands up on its hind legs, then all the rules are up. We say that's not possible. You either believe in the scientific method and the truth, and you apply it to yourself without egotism, or else you don't believe in the scientific method and you're kidding yourself. Nazis believe in ruthless application of the truth, not only to inanimate matter and animals, but to you animals. People, all of us are the same insofar as we are animals and must survive and live as animals. And unless we breed ourselves better, we're going to get worse. That's what's happening. I do worship nature in that I'm humble. When I see the mighty, awesome power of nature, and believe me, I've seen some terrific power of nature, the typhoons off Japan during the war, earthquakes. I've been through some tremendous cataclysms on this earth. And compared to them, the atomic bomb is like a firecracker. Nothing. And when you start to think of the enormity of space, our spacemen are just going around at the very bottom levels of space. They're no place yet. There are over 100 million planets where life, just like here, could exist. And in the face of that awesome probability, not possibility, probability, I say it's ridiculous to be egocentric and say we are the center of all things. Everything turns around us. We Nazis are humble. When I look at nature and realize how ignorant and small and feeble and weak and little we are, Nazism is a philosophy of nature, a way of looking at the world. And as I've pointed out, we believe in tribalism. We don't think we're above that. We think that you've got to have pride in your family, pride in your race, pride in your nation. That's not something to laugh at. Patriotism and pride in family and pride in race is something we should be proud of and cultivate, work on, not get rid of. Finally, we believe in morals. We believe in the traditions of goodness, virtue. Now, I told you something about what we are, but I'll do as good as I can in telling you what I think our enemies are. And our enemies, make no mistake about it, are the Marxists. The philosophy of Marxism, I believe, is the enemy of all humanity. It's the reverse of humanity. We say communism itself is the most vicious, antisocial doctrine the world has ever known, and here's why. They completely deny the very basis on which any human order can exist at all. Without humans, or at least without civilized humans, you certainly can't have human order. And the communists say they don't believe in race. They believe in absolute equality. The pygmies, the aborigines of Australia, everybody. Send them, let them all come to Carlton, and they'll all write arias and books, and the cannibals will be producing the music and verses. That's all you have to do is educate them. And this simply is not true. This results in chaos, social chaos, which is what we have now. They don't believe in enterprise. They don't believe that people should work for themselves. They believe that the state should come and tell them what to do. They don't believe in private property. They don't believe that you can keep the fruits of your production. They don't have, above all, they have no spiritual ideal. We say the only thing that's worth protecting with your life is ideals and your family, your race, and your nation. And twice in my lifetime, I've been called upon to go out and risk getting killed. And I saw a lot of other young men doing this. Young fanatics that they made out of us, by the way. They made us real fanatic haters of the Germans and fanatic haters of the Japanese. Nobody protested that that was bad to be a fanatic when we were fighting those Japs, and I assure you we all were. Finally, the communists, if you remember when they first got into Russia, they are against morals. They had free love, no morals at all, everything was have a ball. And the result was they almost tore Russia to pieces. They just fell apart. Now, if you'll notice, they are almost puritanical in Russia. In order to make the thing work, they've had to go back to the very principles of tribalism which we're advocating. You can't work society with a communist pipe dream. Civilization is based on self-sacrifice, on the willingness of men to go out and die for what they believe in. When you get rid of that self-sacrifice, you get anarchy. Civilization is built because I am willing to give up something for my family. And the family is willing to give up something in order to have the town succeed. And the town is willing to give up something so the state can be in business. And the state is willing to give up something so the nation can succeed. Self-sacrifice is the first principle of civilization. Communism has got the fanaticism to destroy you, and it's doing it. And unless you can build up a counter-fanaticism for something you believe in positively, you will be destroyed. You are being destroyed.
Recently, there was a report out that among new babies that were born, this happened last year, minorities were now the majority, that whites were officially the minority.
And they're boasting about it. Khrushchev just said, America's so liberal they'll never fight. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, but we're going to change that. It won't be quite so liberal after we've had a chance to make America understand what it is and make it conscious of itself and its greatness and its people, and the white race understand that they're worthy of protecting themselves, that they don't have to keep humbling and downgrading themselves while other races are standing up and saying, look at us, how great we are. We keep saying we're ashamed of ourselves for being white. That's a terrible thing. The thing for each race to do is be proud of itself. And the white people and the good people of this country, when they finally realize that they can do that without hurting or being obnoxious to anybody else, they will finally become fanatics to survive, to keep this great country going.